Chapter 2. The Meryton Ball. 2 weeks later, at the Meryton Ball, Mrs. Bennet was as excited as her daughters when Bingley arrived. With him were his two sisters, Miss Bingley and Mrs. Hurst, with her husband, Mr. Hurst. Behind them was Bingley's friend, Mr. Darcy. The Bennet sisters noticed that Bingley was a handsome gentleman, and his pretty sisters looked lovely in their fashionable dresses. But when Darcy entered, every woman noticed that he was taller and more handsome than Bingley. Some people were talking about Darcy, who was richer than Bingley. He had a large estate in Derbyshire, and £10,000 each year. But people also noticed that he was very proud. He thought he was better than everyone there. Soon, everyone agreed that he was not a gentleman. While Bingley danced all evening and talked about having a ball at Netherfield, Darcy danced only with Bingley's sisters. People agreed he was the proudest man in the world. Elizabeth was sitting near Darcy when Bingley started a conversation with him, and she heard every word. "Darcy, you must dance with some of the other ladies," Bingley said. "Your sisters are already dancing, and there's not another woman here who I want to dance with," answered Darcy. "You're dancing with the only pretty one here." "Miss Jane Bennet is the most beautiful woman I've ever seen," said Bingley. "But her pretty sister's sitting down. Miss Bennet can introduce you to her." Darcy looked at Elizabeth. "She is quite pretty, but she's not beautiful enough for me," he said. "And I do not want to dance with a woman no other man will dance with. Go back to Miss Bennet. Do not worry about me." Bingley went back to Jane. Darcy was proud and not polite, Elizabeth thought. But she only laughed when she told her friends how he described her. She did not allow unkind words to give her pain. At home after the ball, Mrs. Bennet and her daughters found Mr. Bennet reading a book in his library. He heard them come in, and he wanted to hear that his wife's plan for Bingley did not end well. But he soon heard a different story. "We had an excellent evening," Mrs. Bennet said, excitedly. "Everyone was looking at Jane, and they were saying how beautiful she looked. When Bingley saw Jane, he asked who she was. Then someone introduced him to Jane. Bingley danced with Jane twice," she reported proudly. Jane was very happy, but she kept quiet. "She was the only one he danced with twice," Mrs. Bennet continued. She told Mr. Bennet about the other girls Bingley danced with, but he only danced once with all of the others. "Say no more," cried Mr. Bennet. "I don't care who he danced with." "He's so handsome, and his sisters are lovely. I've never seen more beautiful dresses than theirs," Mrs. Bennet continued. "They looked so fashionable." "I don't want to hear about his sisters and their dresses," Mr. Bennet said. She then told him about Darcy. "Lizzie is not his favourite, which is good for her. He's a horrible, proud man. I don't like him at all," Mrs. Bennet said. When Jane and Elizabeth were alone in their room, Jane said, Mr. Bingley is a sensible, polite young man. He's funny and he's so easy to talk to. He's handsome too, which is always a good thing, replied Elizabeth. I was surprised when he asked me to dance the second time, Jane said. He could see that you were 5 times as pretty as every other woman in the room, Elizabeth said. I will allow you to like him, Jane, she teased. You have liked many stupider people. Dear Lizzie, how can you say that? Jane said, surprised. It's true, you know. You always like everyone you meet. Everyone is good in your eyes, Elizabeth said. You're right. I never hurry to speak against people. But I always speak what I think, Jane said. I know you do, but you often don't see how silly some people are, Elizabeth answered. You take the good in everyone and make it better, and you say nothing about the bad in them. And do you like Mr. Bingley's sisters too? They're not as polite as Mr. Bingley, but they were easy to talk to, Jane answered. Miss Bingley is going to live with her brother. She'll be a lovely neighbour, I think. Elizabeth listened, but she said nothing. She did not like Bingley's sisters as much as her sister did. To her, they were proud women who only thought well of people with money. But they liked Jane, and they were very nice to her. Elizabeth was happy that Bingley continued to see Jane over the next 2 weeks, because Jane was, in her own way, very much in love with him. But Jane's quiet way did not show him or other people what was in her heart. This worried Elizabeth a little, so she wanted to speak about Jane and Bingley to her dear friend and neighbour, Charlotte Lucas. Charlotte was a sensible and intelligent young woman, and Elizabeth trusted her.